All right, this is Daniel Libby here with CKLN Radio, and we got a candidate for mayor here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
My name is Rocco Rossi. I'm a candidate for mayor.
How do you think that the race has been going so far? I know we're a few months away from the election day. How's it going?
Well, it's early days yet. We've got almost 6 months still to go. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, people are really passionate about this city. They've got great ideas, and I'm enjoying traveling from one corner of the city to the other, learning from the citizens of Toronto. And what they want is a city government that's as good as they are, and they haven't gotten it for many years, and I'm hoping to change that.
Right, and so to the best of my knowledge, I think that these, I heard that these debates are optional, or you're invited to them. Why have you chosen to attend tonight, Habitat for Humanity?
Well, I think Habitat for Humanity is one of the pillars of our society and sets a fantastic example for charities around the world, quite frankly, on a very important issue, namely housing. And so we want to talk about that tonight, and I think it's important that citizens get an opportunity to compare and contrast the leaders who have put themselves forward wanting their support to be mayor.
Right, and I was actually checking the newspaper, and I heard that one of the latest things to get into the debate is questions about God and City Hall. Do you have any comments on this new topic?
Well, it's really about the role of faith-based groups in our society. I mean, I was born in a hospital that was a joint venture of the Salvation Army and the province, namely Toronto Grace at Bloor and Church. You look at shelters around the city, you look at food banks, you look at an organization like Habitat for Humanity that has been born out of religious values and religious creativity. And I think that that makes for wonderful partners for the city. Yes, there's a division of church and state, but that doesn't mean that we can't reach out and embrace that rich part of the diversity of our culture.
And on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, we've been talking about the mayor race, and one of the topics we've been talking about is some of the candidates that have left the race. I think Adam Jambroni's left, Kevin Clark has left. Do you have any comments on the candidates that have left and why you've decided to stay?
Well, I can't speak for other candidates. I'm in it to win it. I love this city. It's given me and my family a phenomenal life, and I think we've got great potential to do even more as a city, and we're being held back by City Hall. And I think someone from the outside who's not been a career politician is well positioned to help bring Toronto together with its people to its full potential.
Great. And last question here. I just want to ask you about the G20, because we got a big thing hitting Toronto. What do you think about the G20 so far?
Well, there's no doubt that there's lots of complications, there's lots of concerns, there's going to be lots of traffic issues. But at the end of the day, if we want to be a world-class city, and that's what we are, then we want to host great events to showcase what we've got to the world and show people that this really is a miracle by the lake, and that they should come, they should visit, they'll be safe here, and they can discuss the great issues facing the world here.
Thanks a lot, Rocco Rossi. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure.